This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger.
They really think domestic workers are nobody. They work at home, they cook, they wash clothes, they clean the floor. So what? You know, they think that this work are no value.
That is Elizabeth Tain, the General Secretary of the International Domestic Workers Federation, the IDWF. She has been awarded the 2023 Arthur Svensson International Prize for Trade Union Rights. The prize has become recognized as the Nobel Prize of the international labor movement. Ms. Tang, who has been living in exile in the UK, was arrested at the beginning of March 2023 when she went to Hong Kong to visit her husband in prison. She is currently out on bail and awaiting developments in her case. Her husband, Lee Chuk Young, was president of the now disbanded Hong Kong Confederation of Trade Unions. He was imprisoned in 2021. The International Domestic Workers Federation was at the forefront of the campaign to get the International Labour Organization, the ILO, to adopt an international law, Convention 189, which calls for minimum employment standards for the 67 million domestic workers in the world. 36 countries have ratified Convention 189, which means they have made it part of their legal infrastructure. Here is Ms. Tang in an interview conducted before her arrest.
I'm the General Secretary of the International Domestic Workers Federation, which is the global federation of all the domestic workers in the world. We organize domestic workers everywhere, even in countries which are very difficult for domestic workers. But when they organize, then they have a voice. And they also have the power to make change. We also train domestic workers to become leaders. And we now see many young generation of domestic workers who are very young, but they are now also speaking up and taking domestic workers to meet government, to meet employers, to negotiate for their rights. We also represent workers at international meetings. For example, three domestic workers leaders went with me to go to the United Nations and to talk to government ministers about the need to make laws to give social protections to domestic workers. Domestic workers must be treated as workers. This is still not the case in many parts of the world. Domestic workers do not have minimum wage protections. They work every day in a week. There is no rest days. And this is absolutely unacceptable, and this has to be changed. And domestic workers must also have their voice, have their organizations. As you know, many domestic workers are migrants, so they are invisibles. Nobody really care about their situations. And now there are more refugees coming to the better part of the world, like in Europe. And some of the women also work as domestic workers because that is the only job possible for them. But we have to make sure that they will be protected. Still, in many people's mind, this work is of no value. And domestic workers really, you know, people have no skills. And why we should pay them? You know, why we should allow them to have a rest day? This work is really easy. You know, this is still the... Yeah, the mentality, the perception of many people. The convention number 189 was international law adopted in 2011, which sets the minimum standard for all domestic workers, no matter who they are, no matter where they are. Governments must make sure that they have this minimum protection, this minimum rights. And it is very important that government recognize there is an international standard. But then, of course, in the lawmaking bodies, many politicians are also employers of domestic workers, so they, you know, they are also have this selfish concern. We have to push the government, but we also have to tell people everywhere in the community that the people who work for you at home, who cook, who wash, who clean, should be also treated as workers.